No, I don't want to tell Max. Not yet.
But he's the one who healed us. He needs to know.
I'm scared to tell him.
Why? You go to him for everything.
No, he risked so much when he healed me. No, it's what made me fall in love with him.
Yeah, me too.
Kyle!
Look, what's going on here is really scary. If I don't lighten the mood, I might lose it.
I know.
If it's too difficult for you, I'll go talk to him.
No, sorry. No, could you just please respect my feelings?
Let the record show, I think this is a bad idea.
Noted. I have to go.
Liz. You're not alone in this. If you need anything, call me.
Thank you.
Look, I missed that thing with you and Valenti last night because I had to pick up an extra shift.
Michael.
And sitting in the bars and listening to music doesn't put Snapple on the table.
Michael, I need to talk to you.
Later, all right? The Daily Show starts in 5 minutes. I got Lean Cuisine to heat up.
Your existence frightens me.
Good night.
A woman from a record label saw me perform last night and offered me a demo deal.
A what?
A demo deal. It's like a test run for an artist to see if they have any potential. They're going to record 3 or 4 songs with me. They're going to pay for everything. Can you believe it?
No.
God, stuff like this happens to, like, Alicia Keys or, I don't know, Fiona Apple or something. Not me, though. Not in Roswell. I just, oh, I'm still freaking out.
I got potato salad in here.
Want to hear something really stupid, Michael? When Dominique, the label chick, told me about the news, the first thing I thought of was, I can't wait to tell Michael.
That's stupid, thanks.
Sorry, wrong choice of words, but seriously, you're the first person I wanted to share this with. I've been waiting out there for 2 hours.
I am really happy for you, Maria.
MTV, here I come. This so does not mean that we're back together.
Does Michael know that?
Well, he knows that I'm not interested in having what we used to have. I've been clear about that. It's a boy-girl friendship with a twist.
It sounds so romantic. Why don't you try that black pantsuit on?
The black pantsuit? Who are you, my Aunt Maud? This sucks that I'm texting with... Right? Definitely. Come on.
Maria, I have to tell you something.
You know what else I've been thinking? It is not a coincidence that my life has started around the time Michael and I broke up. I mean, God, you know how liberating it is to just be freed from all this alien chaos. It's like suddenly my life is like a life.
Yeah. Why don't you try the boots on?
You're like an angel with the sweetest smile. But when you use it, you're one evil child. Oh, oh, oh. That's what brings me back again. We get along, but only half the time. The other half, you ain't no friend of mine. No, oh, oh. That's what brings me back again. That's what's wrong with me. You said you liked it yesterday, and now you're telling me I can't stay. It's all your crazy mess of ways that bring me back. That bring.
Maria, do you drink?
No.
Drugs?
No way. I mean, me, personally, I couldn't care less, but the boys upstairs, they make me ask these questions.
Why?
You know, just millions of teenage girls and their allowances. Oh, how old are you again?
I just turned 18.
Oh, great. That's what you're going to be telling people for the next 3 years.
Michael.
Hey. Just wanted to stop by and see how things were going. Hey, Michael.
Hi, Dominique Lazar.
Michael's just, he's,
A friend of the band.
Kind of in the middle of something here.
It's a nice space.
Yeah, it's passable in a pinch. Oh, Maria, sweetie, you need to tell me when you can travel.
Okay. Where are we going?
New York.
City?
Yeah, well, if my people love what we did here, then we'll record the demo over there.
How long will she be gone?
Best case scenario, forever. She can buzz back through this town when the mayor's gonna cut a ribbon for something.
New York.
Is that a problem?
Oh, no, 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 not at all.
Mm-mm. Groovy.
College interviewing for morons?
I'm gonna help you get into Harvard. Why Harvard University?
Well, when I was in ninth grade, I read this really amazing article by Dr. Laura Holt. She's this professor who works in the Department of Molecular and Cellular Biology. And it just gave me a totally different perspective on science. Well, it changed my life.
What are your three greatest strengths?
Why are you helping me? Because if I get in, Cambridge is really far away, Max.
I know that. But this is really important to you. Okay. What is your greatest regret? You want to try? You still feeling sick?
Just a little bit. And I don't know. I'm kind of worried about all this school stuff, you know?
You know what? I should be going. My dad's expecting me at the crash jam. Thanks for your help, Max.
Liz, wait.
You okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine. I just think that this flu is hitting me. I should go home and get into bed.
I didn't do that.
I did.
It's not possible.
Yes, it is. You healed me, and now I'm different.